So my children, as you can tell by my name, that I was not born in America. So I was born in a little country south of China called Vietnam. And when I was born, the country is still now under communist rules. But when I was living in Vietnam, the communists were very strict in what they do to dictate their rule upon people, especially people who are not communists or people who have faith or people that do not believe in the same way that they do. So there was a time in my own life too, children, maybe in like the same age at the pre-K and kindergarten right now, I had to live with my grandparents because my parents were too poor to take care of me. So while living with my grandparents, they were very pious and devout. They taught me a lot of lessons about the faith. And as a young child like you, every night we would pray the rosary together, and I have to sit either close to my grandpa or have to sit close to my grandma, right? And even as a child, after dinner, what happened after you eat? Your eyes get a little bit heavier and you fall asleep. So I often fall asleep a lot during our daily rosary, and my grandma or grandpa would always elbow me to wake me up to help me to remember to pray the rosary with my family. Those are some of the moments that I still remember nowadays. And when I was growing up too, my grandma was blind, so I had the duty of taking her to church. I would have to be her guiding hand, right? Because she couldn't see. And she loved to go to early mass, which again, as a little child, I didn't like at all, right? Because I would rather sleep in, right? But those things that that my grandma and grandpa force, quote unquote, force upon me, now becomes something that I treasure each day. They taught me that we do not believe just because we like something. We believe because it's worth believing. My grandfather, my grandmother paid dearly for the price of what it means to be a Catholic, what it means to be a Christian. I still remember in my memories, there were days when the local police or the local Communist Party committee members would come and interrogate them, just for the sake of it. And there were certain things that they weren't allowed to do because of their faith. And I asked myself as a young child, why do we have to do all of this? But for them, faith is worth it all, because faith is what helped them when they lost everything in this world. My grandfather was a national police high-ranking official, and he lost a lot during the war, and after the war, he was blacklisted, per se. And a lot of my dad's side of the family, including my dad, what robbed away of the opportunity because of our involvement with the Vietnam War and because of our faith. But none of that really deterred or hindered them from believing. They held on to what they truly have deep from within, the faith in God that helped them through the ups and downs of life. I'm saying this to you, especially my older students in the 6th, 7th, 8th grade. You don't want to go to church. I'll be the first one to raise my hand telling you that when I was your age, I didn't want to go to church at all. But I did it because of the discipline that my grandparents, my parents instilled upon me. And it taught me that we don't believe when things are going all right. We believe because God is worthwhile. He is beyond everything that this world can ever offer to us. Jesus tells us in the gospel today, do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. There are times, my children, that you will not have everything you want. There are times that you and I will have to suffer, and have to go beyond our comfort zone in order to grow. But that doesn't mean that God has abandoned us, or somehow he smite us, or having fun seeing us in pains. No, he used those moments in order to show us the way, the truth, and the life. It helps us to be more resilient. It helps us to persevere. It helped us to be more tenacious in what we do. If we have everything handed on to us, everything given to us, everything is easy, what happened? We complain all the time. We complain all the time. But when things get hard, we have to suck it up, buttercup. Right? We just have to say, things don't go my way. And I'm not going to sit here and complain. I'm going to grow and I'm going to mature from life's trials. I'll be the first one to raise my hand saying that those things are not easy. And that's why it takes discipline each day. If we don't discipline ourselves each day, what happens? When life gets hard, we have no strength to overcome them. Discipline is not only the physical discipline, but also the spiritual discipline by praying daily, by going to Mass, by following the truth, and keeping the commandments of the Lord. Because those are the guidelines that help us even times get hard, even when things fall apart, even when life gets challenging. My children, you will hear a lot that a lot of your friends who are outside of Catholic school, or perhaps you're thinking now, oh, I believe in God, but I don't trust organized religion. Or I pray to God, but I don't go to church. Basically, what they're saying is that I believe on my own terms. I do what I like. But you think about it. As soon as two or three people get together, there need to be some type of rules, some type of law, right? You don't run a red light just because you want to. What happens if you run the red light? You're going to hit somebody, or you're going to hurt somebody else just because you think you can do whatever you want, right? Rules and laws are there to help us, to guide us, and to keep us safe. We don't like to keep them at time, but they help us not only to do what we want, but for the greater good of all. And I hope that everything that you learn in Catholic school going to help you recognize that I'm keeping all these things, and sometimes it's hard, but I'm doing them for the love of God. I'm doing them in order to grow and mature. I'm doing them because even though I don't like it, it's helped me to grow. Each day, I have to do the things I don't like all the time in the military, right? I have to run, I have to exercise, I have to do all of the physical requirement. This morning, right? So Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I run, right? And then Tuesday and Thursday, I do high interval training. So that, do I like it or not? No, I don't like it. But I wake up each day doing them so I can fit in my uniform, right? I can fit in my uniform and I can pass my PT tests, right? So I don't like them at all, but those physical discipline help me straight and narrow, just like the discipline of prayer. So I'm saying all of this to you as an invitation for you to persevere in your faith, to persevere in the gift that your parents worked so hard to put you into Catholic school, so that you can use all those gifts, all those sacrifices given to you, and to grow and mature from them, knowing that loving God is worthwhile, for he is the way, the truth, and the life.